This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Revolutions in stem cell research are happening right now, right here across the globe and right here in San Antonio. From tissue engineering to healing our wounded warriors through regenerative therapies to biotech companies taking the science to market, San Antonio wants to leverage its robust biomed sector to move to the focal point of the U.S. research and innovation right here in stem cell research. But first, they are taking stock of what research is happening here already. The first annual conference on stem cell research with RegenMed SA, that's the first step. And where do you want stem cell therapies to take us? What excites you about this science? What frightens you? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And you can tweet us at TPR Source on Twitter. Now, joining us to talk about the conference and the potential of these breakthroughs, it's exciting what's happening with stem cell research right now, Dr. John McCary. He is a professor of biology at UTSA, and Lieutenant Colonel Mike Davis, also a doctor, and he's from the United States Army Institute of Surgical Research at Fort Sam Houston. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
So, Dr. McCary, tell us, first of all, what is a stem cell? Why is this so exciting?
Stem cells have a lot of features that make them very interesting. They typically can give rise to many different other types of cells, such as skin cells, muscle cells, nerve cells, etc. And they can also replenish themselves. So they form essentially a source of cells that can be used potentially therapeutically to restore function in damaged tissues or to help with wound healing.
So we've heard about some people, Peyton Manning. He's like a famous football player, right?
Yes, I think
so. Okay, so he had like stem cells put in his neck and it became healed or something? What was that?
I don't know the specifics of the procedures that were done on Peyton Manning, but I heard that he did have some therapy, and I know that he had neck damage, and that was part of the therapy to restore function.
And Governor Perry also had back surgery using this new experimental advanced stuff. But we used to be very concerned because, and I know that President George W. Bush had made some announcements and put some restrictions on stem cell research because there was concerns about harvesting them from embryos. And now we've gotten to a point where that's no longer necessary.
That's correct. Ever since a breakthrough discovery by Japanese scientists in the year 2006, Dr. Shinya Yamanaka, who's now received the Nobel Prize for that work, showed that he could take pretty much any cell type, such as skin cells or blood cells, and bring them back to a state in a petri dish, bring them back to a state that's equivalent to the embryonic stem cells without involving any embryos whatsoever.
And he's able to get stem cells that are viable and capable of doing this healing.
They actually have all of the same characteristics of embryonic stem cells. And they have the additional advantage that because they can be made from blood or skin or other cell types that are in our bodies, even as adults, we can make a stem cell line that is unique to each individual person. So we can have what are known as patient-specific stem cells. And if you're going to use the cells subsequently in a cell-based therapeutic approach where you would be transplanting the cells back into the patient's body, that's potentially advantageous because they're genetically and immunologically matched to the patient, so they'd be less likely to be rejected on the basis of immune rejection.
We're talking about stem cell research and what's happening in San Antonio across the globe, and we're going to have a big conference coming up in San Antonio about that. Trying to define San Antonio as a major focal point for stem cell research. What we did with the Biomed SA in San Antonio, turning San Antonio, it's a tremendous industry here in San Antonio, creating jobs and income and wealth and lots of resources for the city, and it only makes sense to do that with stem cells. We invite callers. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980, and we do have a caller on the line right now. David has called in. David, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, David. You're on the air.
Okay.
And you had a comment about stem cells?
Yes, I had the good luck of being able to enter a trial of stem cells held in California. after having a stroke. I had a serious ischemic stroke, which left me paralyzed on the left side of my body. I went to California, entered a study sponsored by Stemetica Corporation in San Diego, and they injected stem cells into me, sort of a transfusion. And when I returned, within a few weeks, the people I was working with in my recovery and therapy and personal therapeutic work noticed that I had a more rapid response in terms of developing new messages sent through my nervous system. And with that response, I was able to then start to rework my muscles better. So the therapy was positive for me. I don't know what will be written about it in their final report for their trial, but Stemetica was the corporation working with it, privately held at the time. I think the company has now gone or seeking to go public, and would be great if companies like that could be encouraged to come to San Antonio to work with the robust healthcare community that we have within San Antonio in both research and clinical practice.
All right, David, I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. Congratulations on that. So Dr. McCary, you hear David's story. It sounds like he got some miracle treatment.
It's very interesting. That's the type of therapy that we hope in the future can become increasingly common and increasingly successful. I think there are still some precautions that people are taking. Clinical trials are just beginning. I think Dr. Davis could tell you more about the clinical side of the application of this type of therapy. But there do need to be precautions taken at many steps along the way to make sure that these procedures are as effective and as safe as possible.
And Lieutenant Colonel Dr. David, Mike Davis, what was your reaction to that story we heard there?
Well, we have heard of multiple stories of empiric success. There's a lot of the mechanisms of why this is beneficial are unknown still. But truly, have many stories like this in this patient. So as you said, multiple notable athletes have been treated. They typically need to go to Europe to get these therapies. They're more widespread there. The FDA puts significant regulations on these because there's a lot of unknowns, like Dr. McCary has alluded to. The oncologic potential, the potential to form cancers, is unknown. So it's early in its infancy, really, in clinical use.
So more research definitely needed before this becomes, we go down to the pharmacist and get a shot of stem cells,
Absolutely.
Okay, no. We're going to continue the conversation. We want to hear your questions and calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking about stem cells, stem cell research happening here in San Antonio, efforts to recognize San Antonio as a big hub and center for stem cell research. This is The Source on KSTX. We will be right back. You are listening to The Source on KSTX, and we're talking about stem cells. The advancement in this medical technology, it's just accelerating. We're hearing almost miracle-like results, but there's still a lot to be learned. We still have to proceed cautiously. San Antonio, there's a lot of that research happening right here. And coming up on February 13th and 14th, we have the Regen Med SA, the first annual San Antonio Conference on Stem Cell Research and Regenerative Medicine. That's a big deal because we're trying to, folks here are trying to get folks to recognize that San Antonio is a center for this research. And with me in the studio to talk about that, Dr. John McCary and Lieutenant Colonel Mike Davis. He is at Fort Sam Houston with the United States Army Institute of Surgical Research. And we invite your phone calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And let's go back to the call phones. Leo has called in. Leo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just, like I was mentioning, back in 07, I had to have my whole cervical neck replaced from C3 to C7. I was having a lot of trouble with my arms falling asleep, dropping things, and by the end of the day, I couldn't hold my head. So I went to a neurosurgeon, and he explained two procedures. One was using cadaver bone, and the other one was you went in there and you put in some titanium baskets and filled it in with some kind of a medium that has, I guess, calcium and magnesium. And he did a bone marrow on me. And when he did the bone marrow, he injected all five of the baskets that I have. And within a year, I had all my regular bone grow back, and I'm probably about 97% better than what I was when we started with it. So I guess gene therapy or stem cell therapy does work.
All right, Leo, thanks for your comments. We appreciate that. So it sounds like that Leo was getting not the most advanced stem cell research, but it was pretty, but it seemed to work for him, Dr. McCary?
Yes, it does sound like it did potentially. And there's a lot of research going on in animal models. That's where most of the work in this country is at right now, where we're testing these procedures, testing the efficacy and the safety of these procedures to make sure that they are working very well and very safely before we put them into human patients extensively. But there are definitely many success stories from the animal models as well.
But the way people are talking about this, they could sound so simple that you get the stem cells, some sort of super stem cells that you're able to harvest, and then you inject it into a person, and wham, bam, there you go. You're back on the court ready to play, right?
One of the nice things you can do with the animal model experiments is do a truly proper scientific controlled prospective study where, for instance, we don't know in each of these cases how well the patient might have recovered if they had not had the injection of the stem cell-like material.
I mean, but it can't be as simple as what we're hearing, right? It's got to be more complicated than that, Dr. Davis.
Well, we do know where these mesenchymal or mesodermal stem cells exist, and a lot of research has gone into identifying certain sources of these cells. One of them, like the caller said, is bone marrow. The others include, probably the most common would be adult fat. You know, just like a plastic surgeon would perform liposuction, we know within that lipoaspirate that there are adult stem cells that can be purified and used in concentrate and have a can potentially have a profound clinical effect.
We've also heard that stem cell treatment can be useful in treating things like Parkinson's. Is that on the table?
It's on the table, absolutely. It's one of several diseases that people are investigating with animals and eventually with clinical studies. All of the neurodegenerative disorders such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease, things like that, a lot of those are being looked at along with things like diabetes, cardiac disease, vascular disease, macular degeneration, joint disease, and the kind of things that Dr. Davis looks at extensively, such as wound healing and other battlefield trauma injuries.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. So with the U.S. Army, you guys must be very intrigued and looking at the potential of what this can do for our wounded warriors.
Right, David. As you and your listeners know, unfortunately, some soldiers on occasion encounter very significant severe injuries that aren't really reconstructable with standard historic means. So there's a broader practice of what we call restorative medicine that takes into account advances in reconstructive surgery, but also regenerative medicine, which includes stem cells. It includes stem cells, tissue matrices and growth factors, things like that. So the Department of Defense, as you can imagine, is very interested in pursuing these avenues of research to potentially make our soldiers whole after these sacrifices, and they are so deserving, as we all know.
And one issue that we've heard a lot about from our wounded warriors coming back home is the issue of head trauma and some level of maybe some brain damage. Is there potential for stem cells to help with that healing?
Absolutely. So that's where, as John was mentioning, that's where animal models will come in. You know, going directly to clinical use of stem cells, especially with traumatic brain injury, is not the right pathway. We really need to characterize these stem cells and their activity in certain tissues. But the research at the U.S. Army Institute of Surgical Research encompasses muscle and bone regeneration all the way to ocular regeneration, structures of the eye. So there's really, you know, avenues down many pathways in terms of using stem cells, again, to help restore the form and function of these soldiers that has been lost.
And ocular regeneration, tell me a little bit more about that.
So we have a number of investigators researching how to regenerate a retina, which is the essentially the sensory portion of the eye, which is so sensitive, and very sensitive to laser injury, very sensitive to blast injury. And so to potentially restore that and restore vision in a soldier that has lost it is absolutely amazing.
And also and able to regrow organs, is that a potential that we're seeing, Dr. McCray?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in combination with the work that our biomedical engineers do. Oftentimes there will be a matrix material that's an inert material
like a framework.
Exactly. It provides the architecture, and then that is seeded with the cells. And the beauty of the potential of stem cells is you can turn them into whatever kind of cells you need, depending on the exact tissue or organ that you are trying to regenerate. And you can then seed them onto this three-dimensional architecture that is created by the biomedical engineers. People are working on recreating ears and noses and other parts, individual parts of the body, as well as just basic tissue components within the organs.
And aren't they talking about using like 3D printing technology to rebuild these things?
Yes, absolutely. And again, the power of these stem cells is, especially if you have what we call a pluripotent stem cell line that has this potential that's equivalent to an embryonic stem cell, but now does not need to come from an embryo anymore, can come just from our skin cells or our blood cells, then that line of cells can be turned into whatever type of cell type or tissue that you need, depending on what disease or wound or debilitation, such as an injury, you are trying to treat.
So obviously the potential here is enormous, and there must be quite a lot of competition for people who want to get there first, right?
I believe there is, absolutely. But I think the community is working well. I think that's one of the things that's particularly special about San Antonio. The investigators, the scientists, the clinicians, the biotechnology industry people work very, very closely together. And that's why at this conference you've mentioned, the RegenMed SA conference, we're really trying to bring people together from all around San Antonio that work all the way from the basic sciences to the biomedical engineers, to the clinicians, to the biotechnology people, to get people together and help them work together even more. But there's so much that can be done. And I think right now, at least the way I view what's going on in San Antonio, it's much more of a cooperative effort than it is a competitive effort.
And we have the military here, obviously, with quite a lot of resources and expertise to tap into also. I mean, talk about how y'all are able to work together, Dr. Davis.
Well, RegenMed SA is really a tribute to John's leadership. It's not just a meeting that we're having. It's a living, active entity that will be perpetuated and really promote synergy within the community in terms of collaboration, getting industry, academics, and military investigators together to collaborate and not compete. And I think that is what will really step this this field forward.
So we have academics and we have the military and we need business. I mean, how is the business component?
We have a very significant business component. We have companies, multiple companies in town, some larger ones like KCI and others, or we have some smaller ones. There's a company called Stembiosis, for instance, that are working in these areas in developing regenerative medicine technologies based on stem cells. So we really have a wonderful opportunity. We also have a National Primate Center at Tex Biomed that provides potential very useful animal models for testing these therapies. So we have a lot in San Antonio, and what we're trying to do is bring it together. And we think if we bring it together in a very synergistic manner, there's just no limit on what we can do here in San Antonio.
Let's get one last caller in on the conversation. Anita has called in. Anita, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. Just wanted to share that my husband got cancer about 3 years ago. And after the first six sessions of chemo, we thought he was on his way to recovery, and then suddenly it returned. And he had to go through what we were referring to as a bone marrow transplant. But I didn't realize at that time that it was going to be a stem cell, operation. But anyway, cut the long story short, he is doing so well now, and thank goodness for this cell research. I think it's a great thing. And it was a local doctor here, Dr. Schwanzief, at of Methodist Hospital who helped us and his team, and they were wonderful, and I think it's a great thing that's happening and hopefully bring a lot of people back to living a normal life.
Anita, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. So when you hear stories like Anita, it really brings it home that we're talking about science and technology and advances, but it really is about people and helping families and
absolutely
lives.
But, you know, that she brings up a great example. A bone marrow transplant is perhaps the best example we have currently of a widely used cell-based therapeutic approach. The problem is we don't have sources of cells readily available, such as the bone marrow, to treat a lot of other parts of the body besides the blood system and related systems. That's where these pluripotent stem cells come in because, as I've said, they can provide all kinds of different cells, and it would be a similar kind of transplant cells back into the body to restore function is this unique approach. And that's what everybody's excited about because it really has the potential to provide progress and toward cures in areas where other medical approaches have not been able to provide a full cure.
And we've had Biomed SA in San Antonio, a lot of success there. So is that the leaping off point?
Yes, indeed. We were formed as an offshoot of Biomed SA by a committee that began to look at all the assets in San Antonio that are related to stem cell research, biomedical engineering, military regenerative medicine, and biotechnology. And now RegenMed SA is a freestanding organization to coalesce those assets.
RegenMed SA having their first conference February 13th and 14th at UTSA about stem cell research, regenerative medicine. It's going to be the start of something exciting, it looks like.
We hope so.
All right. I want to thank both our guests, Dr. John McCary. He is a professor of biology at UTSA, and Lieutenant Colonel Mike Davis from the United States Army Institute of Surgical Research at Fort Sam Houston. Thank y'all. Congratulations for all the great work y'all are doing. It's exciting. And this is The Source. We're going to be right back after this NPR news break.